This is a mindful movement meditation from chapter 13 in the Practicing Happiness book. This exercise takes about 12 or 13 minutes. It involves a series of movements and stretches and is done in a standing position. Find a place where you can stand comfortably and gaze straight ahead. You need room to raise your arms straight out to your sides. It's best to choose an environment where you won't be too distracted. So don't stand in front of a mirror and turn off the television or radio. Pick a time when others won't interrupt you. If you have difficulty with standing, most of the movements can also be done in a chair. The specific nature of the movements is much less important than the attitude you bring to the exercise. This is a chance to practice observing without judgment, acting with awareness, acceptance, willingness, and self-compassion. This is not a competition or a performance. There are no standards for how far you should stretch or how long you should hold a position. Begin by standing with your feet about hip-width apart. Your back reasonably straight, but not stiff. Shoulders relaxed. Arms hanging loosely at your sides, gazing straight ahead. Feel the sensations in your body as it stands here. Before we go any further, remember that it's important to take care of yourself. As you do these movements and stretches, recognize your limits and don't push yourself beyond them. Refrain from anything that doesn't feel appropriate for you to do. If you have physical limitations that might make it unwise for you to do these movements, consult with your doctor before trying them. As you work your way through these movements, remember that mind wandering is normal. If your attention drifts away, gently bring it back, as best you can, to observing the sensations in your body. Let go of judgmental thoughts about the wandering mind. And now focusing again on the sensations of standing. Notice your feet on the floor. And the movement of your breath. Notice any subtle movements as you keep your balance. Now we'll do some head tilts. Begin by slowly tilting your head to the right. Your eyes and nose continue to face forward while your right ear comes closer to your right shoulder. Tilt only as far as your head wants to go, without forcing or straining. Feel the sensations that this produces and breathe in and out. When you're ready, slowly bring your head back to vertical. And breathe. Now tilting your head to the left in the same way, so that your left ear comes closer to your left shoulder. Tilt only as far as your head wants to go. Breathe in and out and feel the sensations. Slowly return your head to vertical. Practice friendly curiosity about whatever you notice. And now, keeping your head vertical, slowly turn your head to the right so that your chin comes closer to your right shoulder. Turn only as far as your head wants to go, without straining or forcing. Pause here, feeling the sensations and breathing in and out. When you're ready, coming back to the starting position with your head facing forward. Now slowly turn your head the other way so that your chin comes closer to your left shoulder. Feel the sensations and breathe in and out. now turn back to the starting position with the head facing forward. Pause here and observe the sensations. Allowing any thoughts to come and go like clouds passing by in the sky. Now we'll try some shoulder rolls, beginning with the shoulders relaxed and the arms hanging loosely at your sides. Slowly move your shoulders forward and then up toward your ears, squeezing gently, and then move your shoulders toward the back and then down to the starting position, pausing here and breathing in and out. And repeat, slowly moving the shoulders forward, up, back, and down, feeling all the sensations. Pausing at the starting position with your shoulders down and relaxed. Next, more shoulder rolls, this time coordinating with your breath. Inhale while your shoulders come forward and up. And exhale as they move back and down. Inhale forward and up. Exhale back and down. Repeat this cycle at the pace of your breath, going around as many times as you like. When you're ready, pause at the starting position with your shoulders down and relaxed, and then switch directions. So now, inhaling while your shoulders move back and then up, exhaling while they move forward and then down. Inhale back and up, exhale forward and down. Repeat in this direction as many times as you like, slowly and gently, observing and accepting the sensations as they are. Pause in the starting position with your shoulders relaxed. Now, slowly raise your arms to the sides until they're parallel with the floor and your fingers are pointing toward the walls. Flex your wrists so that your fingers are pointing up. Feel the sensations and breathe with them. Now bend your wrists the other way so that your fingers point down. Gently alternate hand positions, fingers pointing up, fingers pointing down, breathing with the sensations as your hands move gently back and forth. When you're ready, slowly lower your arms to your sides, feeling every sensation on the way down. Pause with your arms hanging loosely. Breathe. Observe whatever you feel now with friendly curiosity and non-judgmental acceptance. Now, slowly raise both arms, keeping your elbows straight until your hands are over your head and reaching for the ceiling. If you can't reach that high or prefer not to, practice acceptance of what your arms will do. Pause here, feeling the sensations as you hold your arms overhead. If you're willing, tilt your head up so that you can see your hands in the ceiling. Feel the sensations in your neck. Remember to breathe. When you're ready, return to looking straight ahead and slowly lower your arms all the way down, feeling every sensation along the way. Take a moment now to notice if you're having any reactions to doing these movements. Judgmental thoughts about your body might arise, such as how it looks, how strong, fit, or flexible it is, or how well it's doing these movements. Remember to recognize that these are thoughts, and return your attention to observing the sensations. If you have unpleasant emotions, such as boredom, sadness, or irritation, or urges to quit this exercise and do something else, observe them mindfully as best you can, focusing on how they feel in your body. Now we'll experiment with balancing on one foot. Imagine that your head is at 12 on a clock face. Your feet are at 6. Raise your arms to the sides just enough that your hands are pointing to 4 and 8 on this imaginary clock. Gaze straight ahead and stand tall. Shift your weight to your left foot, making your left leg strong and tight. And now bend your right knee and raise your right foot slightly off the ground. Balancing here if you can. If you prefer, keep your right toes on the ground for balance. Feel the sensations and breathe with them. Practice non-judgmental acceptance of any wobbling or difficulty keeping your balance. Now place your right foot back on the floor and shift your weight to the right, making your right leg strong and tight. Gaze straight ahead and stand tall. Bend your left knee and raise your left foot slightly off the floor, or if you prefer, keep your left toes on the floor for balance. Pause here. Breathe with the sensations. Practice willingness to feel whatever is present. And now return your left foot to the floor, hip width from the right foot. Distribute your weight equally across both feet. Stand tall but not stiff. Allow your arms and shoulders to relax. Observe how your body feels after doing these movements. As the exercise comes to an end, remember that there are no right or wrong ways to feel after doing these movements. Whether you found them pleasant or unpleasant, easy or difficult, doesn't really matter. The point is to practice gentle, friendly awareness of the constantly changing nature of the body's sensations. This cultivates the ability to respond wisely in difficult situations. And now continuing to stand for just a few more moments until you hear the sound of the bell. That will be the end of the exercise.